So recently in the news, I got to see Neil deGrasse Tyson here defending his anti-scientific propaganda and his ideology that there's more than two genders. Let's check it out.
My only point was that if who you decide is male and female,
We don't decide that. Biology determines that.
in the street is a construct of style and trends and what the beauty industrial complex wants you to see, if that's how we establish gender, then maybe some people want to be fluid within that gender.
The reason the conversation has become an issue is that we assign and allow certain privileges to people based on their sex. If you are female, you get to compete only with people of your sex because females are at a disadvantage in physical competition to males in almost every sport.
So I'm wondering whether the future of those sports is you don't contest gender with gender, you contest hormone ratios.
Well, did you hear that? He thinks that hormone ratios are the way to determine what we should do with sports, how we should assign people. So it shouldn't be based on male and female, it should be based on hormones. Well, guess what? Hormones are not constant. They change all the time. So to say, well, hormone ratios are the way that we determine who should compete with who, that is ludicrous. I'm surprised that he even made this argument.
Well, hold on a second,
What
but
do you think of that?
the difference is physiologically between men and women, and not just hormonal. Women have a different hip angle, they have different heart capacity, they have different lung capacity. I mean, there are profound physiological differences.
Profound physiological differences.
Different bone density. We've had
Okay, so then
professional
we
athletes on
find.
the show
So
to talk
hold on.
about it.
I don't have a problem with that. So then you find ways to slice the population so that whatever the event is interestingly contested. So, for example,
Did you catch that? The events just have to be interestingly contested. It's not about fairness. It's about just having an interesting match.
I wrestled in my life. I was captain of my high school wrestling team.
Great. Would you wrestle some woman who identifies as a man down to the ground? I would hope not. I would hope that you'd be man enough to protect and help women that don't understand that they are women to understand that they're women. You know, I think that's the more loving approach, is to help people that have gender dysphoria, which is a real thing. Some people experience it. You need to help those people understand that they are what they were born as.
It would be unfair for me at 190 pounds, which is what I was back then, to wrestle someone 120 pounds.
Hold on, it would actually be unfair for you to wrestle someone who is also 190 pounds but female
Let me
because.
work my way there. So, what the trans conversation is foisting upon us is the need to find ways to slice the athletic universe such that we still have interesting fair matches. And is it a combination of did you go through puberty as a male and then transition? Did you have puberty blockers?
Look at how confused
What
he
is your
is.
hormone level now?
He's got to bring in all these different factors that will not work. What are your hormone levels now? I mean, how ridiculous. How ludicrous. This stuff would constantly change all the time.
So it requires more creative thought. Rather than saying no to it all, let's be creative about this. It's an unsolved problem. Yes.
It's unsolved for you. People have already solved this problem. It was never a problem, actually, for thousands of years. Only now are people like you coming along and saying, well, this is such a problem. What are we going to do? Here's what we can do. Tell people to quit playing charades as if it's real. If a dude dresses up in high heels and a skirt, it doesn't mean he's a woman. It means he's a man that's masquerading as a woman, who's a counterfeit. There are men trying to get into women's prisons. They're identifying as women just so that they can get into women's jail cells. Are you going to trust some criminal that committed some horrific crime or murder to tell you the truth about their gender? Are you kidding me?
So you
But
don't
there
even
are
have to
women
have that question.
whose opportunities are being curtailed today because they are being forced to compete, whether in sports or elsewhere, against people who have some kind of advantage over.
When a transitional...
And this is what it comes down to, is women are being forced into situations that they don't want to be forced into. It is absolutely bigoted to believe in transgenderism and to push that on other people when we know there's only two genders, when we know that this is a scientific fact. Don't get on me and call me bigoted for just pointing out the elephant in the room here, that gender is binary, that we weren't confused about it, we weren't wrong about it for thousands of years.
I think a lot of people would have an issue with what you're saying, Neil, is because they see women being denied opportunities. They see an unfair playing field, metaphorically and literally speaking.
So fix the playing field, what?
Yeah, and the only way to fix the playing field is for men to simply stop insulting all of women by pretending to be women and infiltrating their sports and forcing themselves upon innocent women. Some people lie. It's just the way it is. And some people lie in your face, and then they want to tell you that you have to accept that lie that they just spoke. It is so narcissistic. I am not going to lie to people's faces and pretend that they're something that they're not. I'll accept people for what they are. If somebody's a man, I'm going to accept them for what God made them to be. If somebody's a woman, I'm going to accept their womanhood. I'm not going to question that. They shouldn't get on me for not accepting them when they couldn't accept who they were to begin with. And leftists go on and on about how loving they are and how they just care for everyone. They're all about acceptance when they're rejecting the feelings of most women that become very uncomfortable when a biological male comes into their locker room or a biological male comes into their bathroom. It's very uncomfortable for normal people. And yes, I said normal people. People with gender dysphoria, it's an abnormal issue. It's something that needs to be dealt with. There's therapy to get people to realize that they are what they are and not what they're not. You don't need to be affirmed in a lie. You need to accept that which is true. Call me a transphobe. Call me bigoted. I don't care. I'm going to stand up for real women, and I'm going to stand up for real men. I'm sick of this stupid agenda that says that men can become women, women can become men. Are you going to grow a uterus, man? Yeah, I don't think so. You going to give birth to a child? Yeah, I don't think so. That's for women. That's what God made for women. Us men are made to work and be providers. Women are to be protected. There's nothing misogynistic about that. Christianity is not misogynistic. It's real love when you say you're going to take care of a woman. When you go the Bible path and take the Bible way of loving and providing for a woman and marrying a wife. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be protectors. We're not called to cower and play charades and pretend that we're something that we're not. What we see here with Neil deGrasse Tyson is a public spectacle of stupidity. A public spectacle of the ideas that somebody will come up with without God. Once you take God out of the equation, once you start saying wild things like you think the world created itself from magic, I might add, or that we descended from chimps or fish, once you enter in the land of fantasy land where you're seeing there's more than two genders and that men can become women, etc., you really realize that there is a real spiritual battle going on here. That this isn't just a difference of opinion. This is a literal fight. And if Neil deGrasse Tyson and others are going to so boldly say that they think there's more than two genders and they're going to be proud of their lies, I'm not going to be ashamed of the truth. And I'm certainly not going to be ashamed of Jesus Christ. With that being said, I hope you all enjoyed this video. God bless.